Blog Talk Radio.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Good evening, and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. Yep, it's not Saturday, but this is a really cool young woman I wanted to speak with, and you should know her too. She is going to be in a new Tyler Perry series. She's from Chicago, and she was also an English teacher. So if you call in, make sure you got all your P's and Q's right, okay? Everything is correct. this is Courtney Nicole. Good evening, Courtney.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful. So how are you doing with this COVID stuff? I mean, how many pairs of gloves you got? You got several packs of masks and everything. What's going on?
Let me tell you, I keep a baggie in my purse with masks and gloves. I keep sanitizer and wipes in the car. There's a sanitizer by the front door. So we definitely stay protected. And then you know what's funny is I don't know how many masks you've gone through, right? Like, I think it was like trying to find my favorite one was most interesting during this time. You know, like you get all the Instagram posts and you get to buy a mask and then they come three months after you need them. And so I was like, it was a search trying to find one that
stuff?
Was perfect for me. Huh?
Do you have like prints and sparkles? Do you got cheetah print or anything crazy we should know about?
Now, let me tell you, I did take a screenshot last night of one I saw with a little that had some, it was bedazzled, so I might have to put that on my wish list and go ahead and order that one. But you know what? My favorite
wait
ones
a second,
are the
wait
ones
a second.
I can.
You said bedazzled? You're going to have to see
yeah.
that, girl. I will be, all my girlfriends will be jealous of if I walk around and we go eat, because we can eat outside here, and I got a bedazzled face mask on, okay?
Bedazzled.
I'll be getting
one
shade.
One had, like, a little fur on it. Like, you know how they, I guess, depending on the outfit, one had, like, it was bedazzled. I said, this is everything. I might need this for a premiere. So, Joy, I'm with you. I was like, that's why
oh
I was playing. I said, I just might need this mask, okay?
Okay. Well, you got to send that.
Yes.
It's really crazy, though. And can you believe the people that don't want to wear a mask? What do you think why that is?
You know what? I mean, I even just being a teacher or, you know, being of age, I know that, you know, fighting for our independence is a big thing. And I think that if I were to give you an honest opinion, I think that movies and games and certain things that we watch have kind of heightened a lot of our senses. I think we are in, we get a hyper dose of a lot of things now. And if we aren't managing that correctly, you know, fear can set in and a lot of other things. And when people are thinking about, oh, well, I don't want to, you know, be martial law, or you're gonna take my rights away. It's like that kind of thing, that mindset, I kind of think, you know. Instead of the love, right? And I mean, so many of us are brought up with that. I mean, but I think that just, to me, that's what has to come first. And my love for my life and the life of those around me is what keeps me motivated, you know. So I know that I want my mom to be safe. And, you know, if it may or may not be true, listen, Joy, this year is a minuscule amount of our lifetime, if you look at it like that. Like, our plan, you know, I don't know what God's plan is, but I hope he keeps me here until I'm about 80 or 90 years old. And if you look at it in that regard, I think to think of wearing a mask for 6 months while we figure stuff out and protect everybody, is such a minuscule amount of time in your life.
That is so beautiful. That is really beautiful. I think that is really a great way to put it. This is a short time in your life.
Yes.
I remember even talking to my daughter. I remember one time she was going through something, and I was like, you hopefully will be here, like you just said, 80 years old or something. So this is like, what you going to think about this in 5 years? You're going to remember
right.
it, but it's not going to, like, you know, stop you,
exactly.
you know, from the next level in your life, you know?
It
Let's talk about this show.
Let's
talk about this great show you're on. So you got
yes,
a Tyler Perry show. Like, how did this happen? Like, did somebody call you, your agent, you went in, you had the audition? Just tell us the whole spiel.
Well, all of those things, all of those things. I mean, you know, it's funny because over the course of time when you're acting, people are always like, well, you're going to be on the Tyler Perry show. You know, are you, well, your family members, when you go off and you say, I'm going to pursue acting full time, they're like, well, why don't you, when are you going to do Tyler Perry? And I'm like, it doesn't work like that. You know, you, well, we work at this for years. And yes, so I had an audition. I've auditioned for a few of the shows, and I guess it's just, you know, about timing and what's right for you, you know. So I think that's another important thing we can pull from this. But my agent sent me out. I went in. I had a callback, and the callback, sometimes the callbacks aren't, like, right after the audition. Sometimes they're a couple weeks later, you know, depending on what production is doing. And this was actually like a couple of weeks or two or three weeks after the initial audition.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, wait, hold on, wait. Let me get myself together because, you know, one of the things I do with acting is, like, I'll throw my sides away, right, or just put, you know, if I want to keep them, if they're good sides, I'll keep them, but I put them up because I don't want to focus on them. It's like, off to the next job, right? We can't focus on each audition if we don't make it, right? So, you know, it's kind of like, oh, my gosh, let me pull that character back out. What was my subtext? What was I thinking? You know, what was going on, right? And going back
in.
So he was, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, that's a true thing. A lot of actors, they get so many rejections, so you don't want to get too connected. You just want to keep moving. And I've heard that many times because then you feel, like, down. So you're just like, okay, I did it, and move on to the next. You know, I did it, move on to the next, you know.
Absolutely.
So at the callback, what happened?
And so the callback was amazing because for this callback, he was actually there, and along with the other executives. So, you know, they have the beautiful Michelle Sneed over there, and then you have, I should not be drawing a blank right now, but I will give it to you in just a second, but... what I was saying, so it was just, you know, you got to get the nerves together, right? Because it's like, you can't go in there acting nervous, and then he's going to be like, now what am I going to do with her on set if she acting nervous now? Like, I just, you know, so you go in there, you try to be cool, right? But, you know, still have personality. So it was a beautiful room. Kim Coleman is amazing. She did the casting for this, you know, if there are any actors out there who are up and coming or, you know, I mean, hey, we all in this game together. I think, you know, definitely follow Kim Coleman. Mark Swinton, thank you. That's who I was trying to say. I was like, I don't know why.
Oh, okay, that's who was in the room. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The wonderful
So now tell us
there,
about
Tyler
the show.
Studio.
Tell us about the character that you got audition for.
Say that one more time.
Tell us about the show and the character that you auditioned for.
Oh, okay. So the show is about my husband and our family. So we go from Chicago to Georgia to go check on his grandfather or our grandfather, right? And we bring the kids. We have two teenagers, a boy and a girl. So, you know, all of my friends that are my age have teenagers. Either they are graduating, going off to college, so we're all in, you know, in that boat. And we go and check on our grandfather, and he has bought this assisted living. It's a dilapidated building is what it is. And we wonder why he's staying there, basically. And so that journey and the journey that it takes. And so, you know, I'm a supportive wife. I'm a mother. You know, and I have a passion for things like, building things, and I'm sure building my family. So you'll see my fascinations, and you'll see, my character. They actually released a Meet the Cast clip today that you can find on Instagram on the, I think their Assisted Living and House of Pain fan page.
Okay.
And
okay.
I released it on my page, but you'll get to kind of see what Mr. Brown and Cora are actually going to be doing here.
Right. So you had, you worked with, did you see Tamela Mann and David Mann? Were you nervous about, because they're like
David
icons in the acting industry as well.
Oh, yes. I want to go into a place and be open, right? Open to learn,
right.
Be sponge, and take it all in, right? And what a place to do it in, other than Tyler Perry Studios and around people like David and Tamela Mann. When they arrived on set, you can tell, and their give is amazing. And they were just as amazing to meet as I was hoping that they would be, of course, because I'm fans too, right? I watched the Mann family when they were, talking about the family. I have her albums in my phone. I have their album, in my phone. They were amazing. They shared. It was just awesome. Really good energy.
That's really nice.
Because
sometimes. That's really nice because sometimes actors, you hear like some bad stories, like you get on these sets and people are very snobby and, they don't want to, teach and be open like you were saying and everything. So let me ask you this, TV, film, stage, which one do you like better and why?
TV, film, stage. I love the stage, right? I think... Most of us that have that come from the stage or have played on the stage at any point in our life, that's just a love affair that won't go away. Because of the immediate energy that you feel in the room, you feel energy, it vibrates, and you can feel that when you're on stage, and it feeds you and it fuels you. I love stage for that reason. I think I love them for different reasons. And then I love film and television because, just like you said, I grew up in Chicago. Like, I grew up in Roseland. I don't know if anybody's from Chicago, then they'll know what that area is. And I was one of those inner city kids that had to try to see beyond my environment and believe in myself. And in that regard, I always want to see someone who looks like me, sounds like me,
I am,
if you see me on the show, I'm a thicker girl, So I come from, we're talking about an industry who accepts, a smaller framed woman or, something like that. So I've had to mentally handle those challenges personally, so that I think that I can succeed and believe that I can act exactly, being exactly who I am, And
yeah. What would you tell
somebody?
What would you tell somebody who's dealing with that feeling of, I'm not a size 4, I don't have maybe straight hair, because there's still this issue with, black women and their hair. There's still the issue of colorism, light and dark and things of that nature. What would you tell an actress or actor that's coming, younger than you? What advice would you give them to deal with that type of, it's a stress that's on you, as an actor of color?
It is. The first thing I want to do is to speak power into them, right, and tell them that they can be and do anything that they want to be or do, period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can stop you but yourself. Now, there are things that we got to work on. I'm not going to act like I'm not human, and that one little phrase just changed everything for me. You know what I'm saying? So I would just encourage those people to figure out what that is and do your own personal work and just encourage them that and let them know that you can work right where you are. And that is something that someone told me a few years ago, and I believed it. And I think that belief has manifested, you know, it's continuing to show in how my life is unfolding, you know. So,
yes.
You know, colorism, like I grew up with my sister who is a darker skinned woman, you know, you can see the contrast in us. So I got a firsthand account of, you know, how people might want to treat people differently. So I don't, you know, it's just not something I've accepted in my world or I confront,
right.
You know. But I would just say keep working. You're going to get work. This, when I decided to come back to acting as an adult, I was trying to get my niece, my sister-in-law and I were like, oh, let's take our, you know, my niece to go up here to this modeling place. And I asked the guy, I said, so I'm a little older than your average model, and I'm a little thicker than your average model. You know, I was like, do
okay.
you think there's a place, right? That was my vulnerable, me and my vulnerable place. Do you think there's a place
mm-hmm.
for me? And he looked at me and he said, if they called me and said that I need a 6'4" black man with dreadlocks, it would behoove me to have someone like that on my roster.
Okay.
So I think we're
okay,
in a
that was awesome.
Time that people's uniqueness can allow them to shine, right? And if anything, I just want to let my light shine so people can let their light shine. Like, let your light shine, girl. Let your, all your chocolate, all your whatever it is, all your weight, all your curves, like men and women, like, let it shine. Because somebody
yes.
wants to see somebody that looks like them on television, and that has always been part of my purpose in wanting to be on film and television. So back to the question.
That's crazy because now
them.
Is the time.
Yeah.
And right
yeah.
now is the
yeah.
time because, you know, with, you know, I mean, I'm going to say this, and I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but, you know, black is in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah,
know how long
yeah.
black is going to be in,
I know.
But black is in right now. And it's
yeah,
been
going
on a curve, you know, for a while where, you know, more black actors, more different types of black actors, different types of hair. So it's been going up slowly, slowly, slowly. But now, because of what
mm-hmm.
happened with George Floyd,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, we just recently had the guy that got shot
Jacob
seven times
Blake.
In his back, Jacob Blake. We have
yes.
we have Breonna Taylor, who still hasn't gotten justice.
Yes.
I think
absolutely,
people are seeing it now because we have these cameras and the social media.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let me ask you,
we're filming
you know, what
it,
right,
yeah.
we're filming it and it's proof. Nobody can say, well, that's not what happened.
Correct.
What are your thoughts on how we can deal with this issue of not just acting, we're going to go away from acting for a minute, in daily living as black people in America, how can we deal with it? How can the police deal with this? Some solutions are to this problem.
Joy, police accountability is one of the first things that pops in my head. Being from, like I said, I think where I grew up, the next thing that comes to mind is that we have to start taking care of our communities. So when we're talking about these, you know, police brutality cases, there's so many of them. And right now, like with like even Elijah McClain, you have ones that are popping up that happened that did not get solved because right now is a hot spot, right? I don't
mm-hmm.
think we knew what we were saying when we said it was going to be 2020, girl. We're going to have all the clear vision. Oh, it's going to be 2020 vision. A lot of things are becoming crystal clear this year, right? And I think we have to be charged up about that. And what we have, and another thing we have to do is be at the table. You know, I love Bill Bellamy. His wife is a friend of mine, and I was listening to him on his IG. And this was after Kamala got announced to be the, you know, vice president nominee. Yay! So
yeah.
he, you know, my opinion, I know, right? But so anyway, but the point is he was saying that, you know, when we get in the kitchen, we as in black people, people of color, indigenous people of color, we add different flavor and different seasoning to the pot, right? So,
mm-hmm.
which comes out in the meal. So the point of his story was that we got to get in the kitchen, And we have to be in these places, you know. And I think we've gotten so busy. So it's really going to be an array of things. Like, it would be beautiful if the minimum wage rate was actually raised, which will allow other people to pay their employees more, right? Because then that way parents might not have to work as many jobs, right? And then they can actually go to and afford to go to, without hindering their home life, a school board meeting, right? Or a PTA meeting. You know, because I work as a teacher. I know what it means to have a spaghetti night at the PTA, you know, so you can make sure that the parents come and the kids not missing a meal and that they just got home from work and everybody can eat. And I've even had to go pick parents up or be a part of whose parent needs to be picked up to get to tonight's meeting, because those are the environments. So we have to, when I say work on our communities, we have to. And it's crazy because I feel like these things need to be happening simultaneously. They need to be happening at the same time. Like, the police accountability needs to be happening. Anybody who is in counseling, city management, architecture, they need to be getting together and dreaming their biggest dream, as if somebody was going to say, hey, create your perfect world and go and start these community centers, these counseling centers in our neighborhoods, right? And then at the same
I have a license
in politics and everything else.
I talk to young people, you know, about this matter and trying to get them to understand. I used to work with some young black boys. They were teens, 13 to 18 years old. And I used to talk to them about, you know, different careers. So I had different people come in. We had a fireman come in. We had a engineer guy come in. We had all different types of people. We had an actor. I had them do a Skype thing with actor, comics. And then I said to them one day, I remember, I said, well, what about being a judge? Because we were talking about this issue. I said, what about being a judge? Do you know what it takes to be a judge? You know, the judge is the one that's doing the sentencing. The people that have the power to decide you getting 15 years over somebody else getting 6 months probation are the judges.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So how about thinking about that?
Go ahead. What you're doing and what you did is beautiful, because I think that's absolutely correct. That's what I mean by our kids have to see past their front door, right? They have to know that they can be a sound engineer, a lighting engineer, and make just as much money as, you know, somebody who's staying on the same block, you know, in Beverly Hills, and they don't have to get harassed by paparazzi, you know what I'm saying? So, like you said, the judges thing, because I think there are several points to that. Like, President Trump has appointed, 200 judges. I think that is a very big statement. I think another big statement is that also we do have some African-American judges, lawyers, DAs, and, you know, district attorneys and attorney generals, which is changing some of the conversations in places like St. Louis, Missouri, with Kim Gardner, in places like Chicago with, I think that's another Kim. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we are,
No, I was saying yes, I agree with you.
Yes. And so we are in those places, but we do need to increase that, and we need to make sure our kids are seeing that. And I think that's one of the great things about, you know, what is happening right now is that, you know, these high school kids and these middle school kids are not going to be able to go back to school and have the same conversations that they were reading and talking about from their textbooks, right? Because now they've seen that a black woman can be the national vice president nominee of one of the major parties. Now they can see, they've seen these DAs out talking on television.
Well, I mean,
they
we had Barack Obama, that was a big one. You know, we have Barack Obama, and so he
but
was president, and then now you got a vice president, right? It's moving on the landscape of American politics is gradually changing to hopefully represent more of the quote-unquote melting pot that America is, you know?
And that's what I'm scared about, right? Like, that's why I say we got to be at the table, because we can't sit back and be like, oh, we got a few of them in a few places, and so we good. No, you have to support them. You have to, like, support them. You have to go to their page, sign up to their newsletters, see if there are any petitions that they need you to sign that they're working on things to change laws in their neighborhoods and communities. One thing that I'm working on is it's called Adopt a State. And basically, my theory is that so many of us have. We always say, black people always be like, "Oh yeah, girl, where you from in the South, right? Like you got some roots in the South. Your grandmama from the South, something like that." Southern states are going to be very much the hardest hit, right? And I think that a lot of us do have roots there. So like myself, I went to school in Alabama. I lived in Georgia. Great grandmother from Texas. So I could pick, though I don't live in that state, I could sign up to receive notifications from those states. And what does that look like, right? Does it mean supporting a campaign? Does it mean signing a petition to change the name of a school that's in a black neighborhood that's named after a Confederate leader? You know, because this is much
just
their time to
know
make
that
those
you can
changes
do.
There. Right. They're
yes.
going to be up against opposition. So we have to be a second line of defense for a lot of these places. So we just have to be aware. I think that's important.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I talked to the young guys about is actually voting. Have you ever been to a polling place? Just something simple. Have you ever walked in there? Have you ever seen the machine? Do you know what it looks like? So when my daughter was younger, I used to take her to the polling place when I would vote. I would take her in a little, thing, would pull the curtain. I'd show her the buttons. I mean, she was like 7 or something, whatever.
Yeah.
It made her comfortable. And let me tell you, none of these young men, they were black and Latino boys, had been to a polling place. So even starting there with this idea of, okay, go vote, go vote, go vote. Well, how do I do that? You know, what does it look like? Is somebody going to ask me questions? What are the buttons? Like, if you've never been there, it could be overwhelming. So something simple like that,
absolutely.
I always ask people to just
great
do something
point.
Simple. So now, when is your show? I want to get back to your show because you only have a couple minutes left. Tyler Perry, New Series, Assistant Living.
We go to the show, but let's challenge people to bring their children with them to the polls this year if they come safely, right?
Okay.
To show them, right? Because I think if some of us are listening to people like Michelle Obama and other people and we're going to be packing our lunches and staking out outside anyway, then why not make it a family affair, and actually make
definitely.
It an experience. So let's challenge our friends to go ahead and do that. And then getting back to the show, did you have a question or how did you want to close that out?
Well, I just want to know, tell the people when it's coming out. Do you know the time it's going to be on BET in the day, September, right?
Yes. So September 2nd, we're actually 1 week away. Yay. So I know that was just a sad Al Courtney moment, right? So it's going to air on BET. So it's going to be like, they're naming it the Family Fun Night because the Return of House of Pain is coming on. So, and that's coming on at 8 o'clock. They had a time change. So that'll be coming on at 8, and our show will be coming on at 9. Now, we're 30 minutes, but for the first night, they're doing an hour of each show, so you're going to have back-to-back episodes of The House of Pain and then the back-to-back episodes of Assisted Living. So, yes.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming on the show tonight.
George.
I really appreciate, your insight and challenging people to bring their kids to the polling place. I wish you much success with this show. I hope that after
thank
the first
you.
Or second episode, you get to a second season, just like that. That's my wish.
Yes, you're claiming it. I'm with you because I'm claiming five.
You're claiming it, right?
I said that the day I booked it, so we're just going to keep this positive energy flowing. I like that, Joy.
Very good, very good. Well, you have a great
evening.
Thank you
for having me.
And I will take a look at the show, and I've already posted clips, the little video clips that you had on my social media. What's your social media hooks? You're the real Courtney.
The real Courtney, right? And it's R-E-E-L, like movie reel. So, yes, the real Courtney. That's on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, YouTube as well. So, yeah, reach out to
all
me.
Right.
Say hello, and I can't wait to see it with you guys.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a great evening, okay?
You too, Joy.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Just got off the phone with Courtney Nicole. She's on the new Tyler Perry series, Assisted Living. It's premiering September 2nd. It will have Pamela Mann, David Mann, J. Anthony Brown, Naeem Lynn, Courtney Nicole, and also some young teenagers that will be on there as their children. So you want to check that out, support African-Americans doing their good work. And I will see you Saturday. I have some shows on Saturday. One is a South African woman talking about the issues of apartheid and racism and racial reconciliation in South Africa. And then I also do have a show about PTSD, which is a very serious issue that even now, because of this pandemic, people may have PTSD further down the road from this situation. So please tune in and find out tips they can ways that you can handle that. If you know somebody who has it, or maybe, you know, you might be going through it yourself. So tune in. You can call in. The call-in number is 516-387-1745. That'll be Saturday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Okay, you guys have a great evening, and I will talk to you Saturday.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.